Sarah Sharif, girl, 10, begged parents €1 trademark forgiveness for €1 being rude. Date modified colon 2024-11-20T17:20:43.890Z. Description colon Sarah Sharifa Euro trademark S father Irfan Sharif, stepmom Bianash Batul and uncle, Faisal Malik deny all charges. Sarah Sharif begged parents forgiveness, jury told, Surrey police. Sarah Sharif's body was found at her home in Woking on August 10 last year. Sarah Sharif begged her parents for forgiveness for being rude in a letter discovered after her death, a court has heard. The 10-year-old's letters and notebook were seized by police after her body was found with dozens of injuries at the family's home in Woking, Surrey, last year. The court previously heard that Sarah had been hooded, burned and beaten during more than 2 years of abuse. Sarah's father Irfan Sharif, 42, stepmother Bianash Batul, 30, and uncle, Faisal Malik, 29, have denied murder and causing or allowing her death. Officers went to the family's house the day after Mr. Sharif, Ms. Batul, and Mr. Malik traveled to Islamabad, Pakistan, with Sarah's five brothers and sisters on August 9, 2023. In an undated and misspelled letter to Mr. Sharif and Ms. Batul shown to jurors, Sarah wrote that she was sorry for being rude and answering back. Please forgive me. I am so, so sorry, it said. In a birthday message to her father, Sarah wrote, I love you so much. Thank you for looking after us on the weekends. And making food for us at the weekends. Thank you, Dad. From Sarah. Our family is the best in town. We spread love all around the world. Her notebook also contained a short fairy tale about a queen called Bianash and a princess called Sarah. Sarah also described Ms. Batul as the best caring and loving mother in the world in the notebook. Surrey police, Irfan Sharif, Bianash Batul, and Faisal Malik are each facing two charges relating to the death of Sarah Sharif. Warning, this article features distressing details. At the Old Bailey, Mr. Justice Kavanagh also told the jury that they may consider an alternative charge of manslaughter. He said while murder and causing or allowing the death of a child were the charges on the indictment, manslaughter could also be considered if the jury was not certain that murder had been proved. For a conviction on a charge of manslaughter, the jury must be sure that the defendants intended to cause some physical harm, he added. A post-mortem examination found Sarah had suffered injuries including probable human bite marks, an iron burn and scalding from hot water before she died on August 8, 2023. Prosecutor Bill Emlyn Jones KC previously said a blood-stained cricket bat, a rolling pin with Sarah's DNA on it, a metal pole, a belt and rope were found near the family's outhouse. Under cross-examination, Mr. Sharif previously accepted full responsibility for Sarah's death, but later denied intending to kill her. He also told the jury he was lying when he called his wife, Ms. Batul, a psycho earlier in the trial. Mr. Sharif admitted beating Sarah, but denied biting or burning her. The trial continues. Follow BBC Surrey on Facebook and X. Send your story ideas to southeasttoday@bbc.co.uk, or WhatsApp us on 0808100022250, related story.